latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines, beginning with the news that Rafael Benitez has given an update on the fitness of Jesus Gámez after he underwent surgery on his broken collarbone. The Newcastle defender was stretchered off against Blackburn last weekend after falling awkwardly and has since gone under the knife. It's expected the 31-year-old will be sidelined for around 6 weeks. Discussing Jesus Gámez, Benitez said he has had the operation already and he's fine. He needed the operation, he's had the operation and he is fine. Normally they say around 6 weeks. It was a fracture and the bone was going up. If it is too much, it can break the skin, but in this case he had the muscle in the middle, so the surgeon said he needed the operation. It's not the end of the world, but it's still 6 weeks. Well, moving on, and Benitez says Newcastle have not received an approach from Hearts for coach Ian Catherow. The 30-year-old has been heavily linked with Hearts as the Tynecastle club's current head coach, Robbie Nielsen, nears a move to MK Dons. Catherow previously worked with Dundee United and Valencia and is now part of Benitez's backroom staff at St James's Park. Speaking about Catherow, Benitez said Ian is a great coach. We don't have an official approach. We are happy with him and we will continue with that. He is a young coach. He has some experience and he has a great future. The media is telling me Hearts will come, but it depends on the head coach they have at the moment if he goes or not. It is all speculation. Finally today, and Rafa Benitez says the defeat to Blackburn last weekend was a wake-up call as to how tricky the Championship can be. The Toon were looking to extend their winning run against struggling Blackburn, but instead went down to a 1-0 defeat at home. They'll look to bounce back against Nottingham Forest on Friday, and Benitez admitted that they cannot afford to take their eye off the ball in future matches. He said, "I've spoken to managers after games, and they all say the same. When you expect an easy game, you get a difficult one, then you expect a difficult one, and sometimes it's easier. It changes every week in every game because you have two games a week. The style of football changes and who you play against. When so many things change, you have to be ready."